Golf Smarter number 133 for July 1, 2008.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Golf and Aikido, integrating peaceful power with Jamie Zimron.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week we tap the best minds in golf to help lower your scores with tips, drills, insights, and advice. In conversation with course pros, architects, authors, players, teaching gurus, and coaches, here's your host, Fred Green.
And for my next number, I'd like to perform a snappy little tune by Frank Zappa. No, 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 don't go. I promise never to sing on this podcast ever again. So, if we ever have another essay contest, be forewarned about submitting lyrics. I really won't do that again. Welcome and thank you for downloading another Golf Smarter podcast. Today's show is brought to you in part by CaddyTips.com. Receive professional caddy advice to courses in the United States, Scotland, and Ireland. Stay with us to the end of today's show because after our conversation with Jamie Zimron, we'll be joined by the Wedge Guy for two important announcements, including the winner of the Eidolon Wedge. Our guest today is Jamie Zimron, who's been called a golf sensei. A sensei is a master instructor. Besides being a Class A LPGA instructor, sports psychologist, body-mind fitness expert, she's also a fifth-degree Aikido black belt. She's found a way to incorporate all of this into very effective golf instruction and has agreed to share it with us today. Welcome, Jamie.
Hello. Hi, Fred.
How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day here in San Diego.
And it's a beautiful day here in Marin County. We're both in California, and obviously this is a Skype interview, so the sound quality is going to be great. Could have some weirdness, but it sounds like we're here together. Hey, Jamie, you've incorporated Aikido into golf. Now, I've talked to other people who do martial arts and have found ways to incorporate that into golf, but why Aikido and why does it work?
Well, Fred, Aikido, you need to know what it means. AI actually means love or harmony, oneness in Japanese, also in Chinese. And Qi is the Japanese word for Qi, like Tai Chi. It means life energy.
Mm-hmm.
Do is the Japanese word for Tao, the way. So Aikido is the way of harmonizing yourself or becoming one with the life energy of the universe. Now, what that means for golfers is that it's really your Qi or your Qi that makes the golf ball go. I mean, if you think about it, when you hit a golf ball, what's really happening is that your energy from inside your body and your mind is connecting to this golf club. You stand there, you rotate and wind it up in your swing, and then you deliver your energy into the golf ball. So it's your energy that makes the golf ball go. Are we making sense?
Yeah, actually, it makes a lot of sense. But you're also a golf instructor. You're a certified golf instructor?
I'm a Class A LPGA teaching professional.
Yeah, and because the other people that I've spoken to, they're like, yeah, golf's neat, and I've put martial arts into it. But you've really incorporated all of this. You studied a long time with Aikido, correct? And your ranking is?
I'm a fifth-degree black belt in Aikido. And actually, I've been playing golf since I was seven. So I started out golfing. Mm-hmm. And I was a very natural golfer. I just kind of had the swing, and I just kind of did it. I was shooting in the 80s by the time I was 10. I grew up in Wisconsin, so we only played about 4 months a year, but of course we were all golf nuts.
You only played 4 months a year and you were shooting 80 by the time you were 10?
Yeah, seriously.
Can I tell you I hate
you now? I'm telling
you,
I think I was kind of born with this knowledge. I just had the feeling, I had the knowledge, and it was just naturally in me. And yeah, so I was shooting in the 80s, and then I
That's
was
so
barely
cool.
13, and I won the Wisconsin State Junior Golf Championship.
Congratulations.
It was actually the first real big tournament I ever played, and I won a number of times. I was ranked in the top 10 nationally as a junior with future LPGA greats like Amy Alcott, Muffin Spencer, Laura Baugh, Hollis Stacey, Nancy Lopez was coming up. So I went to school at Stanford, but I was about a year before Title IX. I'm letting everybody know how old I am now. I was a straight-A student, went to Stanford, but no golf scholarship just because it didn't exist at the time. And then I started practicing Aikido. And when I started doing Aikido, which among the martial arts, it's not a combative art. It's known as the nonviolent martial art or the martial art of peace. And it's very circular. It's very fluid. And the whole idea is instead of trying to overpower an attack or use resistance and muscular brute force, what you do is you go into your center, you relax, you connect with the infinite power of the universe, right? I mean, it's not limited to our muscles, to our physical self. And you do that by breathing and being in your center and being in your legs and your base and learning how to extend or flow your energy, your ki. And then the movements are very circular and they're very fluid. And honestly, it all reminded me a lot of golf.
Yeah, I mean, so it wasn't golf that led you to Aikido? What got you started with the Aikido? You were in college at the time?
Yeah, I was in college, and like I said, I didn't have a golf scholarship, and there wasn't much of a golf team to speak of at Stanford. I was just like a couple years, really, just a couple years ahead of the curve there.
But they had this great golf course.
I know I had the Stanford golf course. I did play some, but, you know, the other thing is I always had a lot of other interests. And besides golf, and my best friend was practicing Aikido, and she told me about it. She said the teacher spoke in metaphors of nature and that it was cooperative and it was flowing and beautiful. And I said very cynically, oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, but you're in college. That's the perfect college talk. You know, it's like, oh, it's centered. It's
yeah. Well, especially in California, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. hey,
Northern
watch
Cal.
It. Yeah.
But, and well, this was back in kind of like the mid-late 70s, so, and it was just a perfect era for the whole, where holistics was starting to emerge. But anyway,
everyone thinks
she
it was happening at Berkeley, everyone, not at Stanford.
I know. Well, there was a little counterculture at Stanford. actually, Joan Baez lives in the area, and she was training in Aikido at the time.
Wow.
And the teacher there has since become one of the most well-known American Aikido instructors, not only in this country, but throughout the world. His name is Frank Duran Sensei, wonderful man. Anyways, I just went with my friend because it sounded too good to be true. And when I went, I was just blown away by both the beauty and the power of Aikido. And I took to it as naturally as I had taken to golf because I came to understand later the feeling, the principles of Aikido and of golf are exactly the same. This circular, flowing, centered power. And also in Aikido derived a lot from sword work, Japanese sword work. And we actually use wooden swords and extend our arms and extend energy through our arms like a sword. And honestly, that's a golf club.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the way that you hold a sword is exactly the same. The grip, the position of your fingers and your hands is exactly the same on a sword as on a golf club, except that your hands actually touch and connect on a golf club. They have a little separation on the sword. But then you have to kind of connect your energy through the sword, through the blade of the sword, just like through the shaft of the golf club. And you have to get your energy out to the tip of the sword, like to the face of the golf club in golf. So, and in fact, there's a throw that resembles the backswing in Aikido and one that resembles the forward swing in the follow-through in Aikido. Yeah. It's just astounding, the connections.
And was it an immediate connection for you when you were starting to do Aikido that you was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect for golf? Or did you start studying intensively on Aikido for a while and then all of a sudden you had this epiphany?
The second one. It really was an epiphany. I was training for about 5 years in Aikido, and a lot. I was just a fiend on Aikido, and I actually got my black belt, and I opened my own dojo, my own martial arts school in San Francisco when I was 25 years old. And that whole first 5 years, I had the feeling all over my body, like that feeling on the tip of your tongue, like you know it, but you can't identify what it is.
Sure.
And then I was teaching in my own school, and one day, and I said, well, you see, it's a lot like golf. And when I said it popped out of my mouth like an epiphany. it was amazing to me, and I went, oh my god, that's what it is. That's why I know and understand Aikido so well. That's why I had this feeling, and because it was just like golf, and I had a natural ability in both because it's so the same. What Aikido gave me was a way to understand what I intuitively knew as a 7-year-old golfer, a 10-year-old golfer, and it really allowed me to develop the understanding in a deep way. And having my own martial arts school, teaching 6 days a week, really helped me to learn how to teach and how to kind of take apart something complex, both the outer technique and the inner feeling of what you're doing and that connection between your thought process, your mind, and your ability to execute it physically. So I really learned how to teach, and the connections between golf and Aikido just never, to this day, have not kind of ceased to blow my mind, you know.
And then at what point did you say, okay, maybe I'm not done with this, but now I'd like to start teaching golf as well, and you became an LPGA instructor. When did that happen?
Well, that happened only about 10 years ago when I came down to San Diego. Before that, what happened was I didn't really play a lot of golf. I used to play about a couple times a year when I would visit my folks, and I'd always go out there and shoot, you know, 75 just effortlessly, and when I didn't even play golf. And it was very apparent to me that that the expertise I had been developing as an Aikidoist was really helping my golf, even though I didn't practice it. It kept me just as good, if not better, from what I was doing in Aikido. And also from teaching, I just really saw what I call now the universal principles for success, or the essentials for excellence in Aikido. And when I would teach Aikido, I would make a lot of references to golf. And then what happened is I came to San Diego about 10 years ago, and I was giving a lesson to my very best friend since kindergarten, was visiting me from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And she said, hey, would you take me for a golf lesson? I'm playing golf now. So we went over to Torrey Pines. I brought my sword and a golf club, and I gave her this lesson.
Did you walk down onto a golf course with a sword?
Well, yeah. What can I say? I've got one in my golf bag. You know?
Do you really? That's really.
Well, it's a great teaching tool. I showed her the grip. I showed her how you needed to be centered. How the way you hold a golf club actually physically creates the center line of your body, and that the backswing matches the follow through. That it's balanced motion. That you needed to be centered and grounded in your stance. And to breathe and to let the energy flow, and how to coil the body and then uncoil and deliver the energy and to focus it into that tiny little white golf ball. It was like the golf sensei just sort of appeared, and Kiai golf, centered golfing, appeared just almost full blown right then and there.
Wow.
And she literally fell down in the grass at Torrey Pines driving range. She threw her golf club and her legs up in the air, and she yelped. I mean, this little scream came out of her, and she said, oh my God, this is like enlightenment. You have got to teach this to the world. So I thought, that was pretty cool, and that was a lot of fun. And for about 2 months, people heard I gave golf lessons. So I started giving these golf lessons kind of casually, and I can't tell you how many people literally fell down on the ground. I mean, they went, oh my God, this is so cool. So then I just went very quietly by myself for about a year to the driving range, and I started to really completely reconstruct my golf swing and my golf game according to all these principles. And I'd also been doing a lot of fitness work through the years. I do body work, and I'm a licensed psychologist and sports psychologist. So I started to really build in the connections between the mental game, the physical game, what I call physical and mental golf fitness. And pretty soon, a complete holistic approach to golf emerged in which I just feel like I'm kind of the messenger of it, but I really am able to blend expertise from Aikido and from martial arts, from fitness, from psychology and sports psychology with golf. And then I got back into the LPGA, and I've been through their entire very excellent, I must say, process of becoming a teaching professional till, you know, now I'm a Class A teaching pro as well.
Jamie?
Yes.
Did you not get a lot of love at home growing up? Were you not acknowledged for the person you were? I mean, you are such an overachiever. This is
I'm a dog, yes.
is everyone in your family super achievers like this?
Well, as a matter of fact, they are. I think you know my brother, who's running for state senate right now, and my sister, who has been working for the World Bank, and she's been in all these countries. I can't even tell you how many countries she's worked in for the last 20 years. She's head of AIDS education all over Africa. And it's just kind of the family way.
Pity your children. So let's talk about this.
Well, on that note, let me say something. Because,
okay, sure.
You know, it's been a little unusual. I've been kind of at it, you know, in a big way for a long time, my whole life. But what I realize now is that what I do, and what I think what I uniquely do and I'm really trying to bring to people, is a very integrated approach. We could call it holistic or integrated is what I like to say. Really integrating our physical, our body self and technique with our mental self, which both is a combination of knowledge as well as our psychology, our self-talk, all that stuff, our emotional self, because we go through a lot of emotions out on the golf course and in life, along with our spirit, our passion, what we love. And it's that integration. And usually what we have out there is it's either a mental game or it's a physical game or, you know, this sort of thing. And it's too separated. And to me, the truth of our beings, I certainly experience myself every single moment simultaneously. All these parts of myself are happening all at once. And that's definitely happening in a golf swing and on the golf course in a round of golf. So I think I kind of got outfitted where when I signed up to come to the Earth, come to planet Earth, I said, okay, give me a good body, mind, emotions, and spirit, a good family, a good work ethic, a good study ethic, interest in all these things, and I'll go do it all. And then I will...
Do we sign up for that list and get everything we ask for? Come on!
Well, I can't say it's been easy. It's been a lot of work. What can I say? And it's also still, you know, on its way to being accepted. We've had a holistic movement for 20, 30 years, but it's just really starting to get accepted. So, it's been a challenge. It's been a lot of work. But what's really incredible is to have been given the art of Aikido, to discover the art of Aikido through my friend so many years ago, because Aikido is this universal, generic, beautiful art of peaceful power that integrates everything. And so, and golf, which is like the greatest sport, right? It's intellectual, it's physical, it's mental, it's
the
emotional,
hardest.
It's passionate, it's the toughest sport.
No question.
So, you know, I also got given Aikido and golf. Couldn't be better, right?
I guess so. I mean, it's such a phenomenal marriage there that you've put together for yourself. It's just wonderful. So let's see if we can take advantage of some of your expertise here in the time that we have left. And let's talk about balance. Let's talk about being centered in your golf swing.
Let's talk about that because, you know, it is so, so essential. We use the word centered a lot these days. Got to be centered, got to be centered. But it actually has just an endless depth of meaning, as well as it's so simple to do and it has such a profound effect on our golfing as well as just our being. And, you know, your center, according to the Japanese, the Chinese, anyone who meditates, is about an inch and a half below your navel. And that's the physical center of gravity in your body. And what you want to do is kind of lower into your center. You just feel like you got a bowling ball dropped into the bottom of your belly. You just kind of get heavy there. And what happens is that automatically you get grounded as well. That means you get connected to your legs and your feet, which automatically helps you to become more balanced. And why do I say it's so automatic? Because when you drop into your lower belly, your hara, your center, what happens is because your center's in your belly, your belly's in your hips are over your legs and feet. That's just anatomy, right? This is the physical component. You automatically connect to your legs and your feet. And suddenly you feel your weight get evenly balanced on the soles of your feet. And you exhale, you relax. Everything kind of goes down. And when you go down, you get the power of gravity, you get the power of calmness, you get a peaceful feeling and a unified feeling. In fact, the translation of hara in English that we use for center is one point. It's this one point, one place where you put all the tension in your neck, your shoulders, all that tension from varying thoughts in your head. Just everything goes into one point, into your center, and then it flows down into the ground, and all of a sudden you're completely connected.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm.
By the way, balance, why is balance so important? It's important, in every way in our lives. It's important in golf, at address, throughout the whole entire swing, because what happens in golf, you really need to realize, we're standing there at 0 miles per hour. On average, it takes 1 second to take the club back and return it to the golf ball. So within 1 second, you go from 0 miles per hour to 60, 80, 100, 120 miles per hour of club head speed in less than a second. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And that's your key, your energy that you have wound up and are swinging and delivering to this tiny, tiny white ball. I mean, we have the tiniest ball in sports. We have the biggest playing field in sports. And relative to our target, we have like the tiny, tiny, tiniest target, right? The hole.
Sure.
And so I always say you need to be sharp as a samurai. You need to be really connected and to be able to wind up all that energy and deliver it to that tiny ball, which is a very hard ball too, and send it out there. You've got to wind up and deliver in precisely all that energy into the golf ball. That requires balance, because balance helps you contain that coil and the delivery of all that energy so that the maximum amount of energy goes into the ball and with the maximum precision for accuracy and distance control. When you don't have balance, everything gets kind of, you know, jostled around, and the energy just doesn't go into the golf ball, not enough of it or not properly, and that's when you get bad shots and you lose distance, you get funny side spins, and you hurt your body.
And what about the release of tension? Because I'm sure, well, I know for personally, there's a tremendous amount of tension before a golf swing.
Well, tension, I always say, is not a moral issue. You know, either is posture. People kind of think it is, like, you know, relax, like it's a better thing to do. What's important about it is just, it's just an energetic, practical matter, tension.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay? Like it right now, if you or anybody listening to this, if you just squeeze your hands tight or, you know, think some tight thoughts, screw up your face, that's tension. And then you become aware that tension is energy that's held, locked up, bound up in your body, in your muscles. And so when you relax and you exhale, your energy releases. Now that energy becomes available. You see what I'm saying, or feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The energy becomes available. And that energy, it's important that it's available, because now you want to focus it, get it centered and lined and aligned up, and then coil and deliver, make your golf swing, deliver it to the ball. But when you're tense, it's all stuck in your own body, in your own muscles. It's not going into the swing in the golf ball.
So it's not a redirection of that tension. It's a focus.
Well, when you relax, again, relaxation is about allowing your energy to be available instead of bound up in your muscles, in your thoughts. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feel what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, so now energy is available. Now you focus it, you center it, and you align it, and you now direct it as sharply as a sword, as clearly as a golf club. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you're able to take a swing and deliver it to the ball, having balance for containment. I should add, not only balance, balance requires some strength. It requires strength in your pelvic and hip and thigh muscles, in your leg muscles, in your back muscles. In order to have balance, you actually need some muscular strength to have better balance.
Okay. So when somebody comes to you who's, let's just say, not a beginner, but say an experienced golfer, and experience could be defined any number of ways, but if somebody who's been playing golf and they want to... they come to you for the first time, where do you begin your lesson with them? How do you start?
Well, I generally begin a lesson on someone first time. Two things. One, I have a nice little survey. It's called Survey Your Game, and it's about a 25-30 questionnaire. It's real simple, mm-hmm. But it really shows up all the areas around the physical, mental, and emotional aspects of the golf game. And related to, you know, driving, chipping, putting, short game, fairway shots. I mean, it's interesting and it's fun. So we start there. We look that over. We talk a little bit. And then we go to the range. And before I really say or do anything, I just ask the person to show me a little bit of their warm-up routine, if they have one, whatever they do, and then to hit some balls. I just like to see the raw picture. What do you do? And then very quickly, I get a really good idea of what's going on in their swing. Sometimes I'll videotape it so they can see it better and I can get maybe even a little more precise information. But it's pretty easy to get a really good sense of what a person's doing in their golf swing, where there's tension, where maybe there are some muscles that aren't working in proper sequence or body parts that aren't working in sequence. Some parts may be weak. Some parts may not be have the flexibility that they need. And so, you know, it's just, we just go right away into a swing analysis, and then we get to work on some of the fitness exercises that I've created. And I've uniquely created something called the swing katas. Kata means form practice in martial arts, like the Tai Chi people, you see them in the park doing forms.
Sure.
Well, the wisdom of the martial arts masters was to take all these complex movements and put them into a form. Then the teacher could teach and the student could learn. The student can go home and practice the kata, practice the form, work on things very consciously, more slowly, get transitions, get precision, come back to the teacher, see how we're doing, and keep repeating that form until it gets internalized and gets automatic, what we would call muscle memory in golf. And when that happens, it becomes automatic. In fact, the martial arts master says kata exists for the sake of throwing away the kata, right? But you have to learn the form and do it, repeat it so much and learn it correctly until it starts to become automatic. Now you're not thinking about it anymore.
Right.
Perfect description, right, of golf, of a golf swing.
Yeah.
So I created 6 Kei golf katas. They are centered golfing katas, and they are founded on the principles of being centered, relaxed, connected, flowing, aligned, balanced. And then the katas work on the backswing, downswing, impact, and follow-through phases, motions of the golf swing, all around a center. They turn the golf swing into just a beautiful dance. Rhythm and timing come online very naturally. And they only use your golf club. And they also work on your flexibility and your strength and your extension. And they're all built on the target line. So you have a nice straight takeaway and a good extension through to the target. They're really cool.
It sounds very cool.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll work on the swing patterning. There isn't anybody who can't have their golf swing more repeatable. And with repeatability comes confidence, comes consistency. And the other thing about the katas is usually golfers, you know, it has probably happened to you. You're on the driving range or you're on the golf course, you're not hitting it so well, you hit a few bad shots. All of a sudden, you're freaked out and you're looking around to start tweaking. What is it? What's wrong?
Exactly.
Wrong? And it's like tweak here and you push it out over there. And then you tweak there and you push it out over there until pretty soon you're all messed up.
Yep. That's where I was going to try to guide this, to say, can you give us something that we can take away from this, from one little lesson?
Well, one little lesson.
That you can do on an audio version.
Well, first, the first thing is always to just go back into your belly, go back into your center. Because you get it all pulled off center. You're thinking about what's the matter, or you're worried about your score, or you're all sorts of bad old memories. Oh, no, now I'm going to triple bogey the next one. Oh, no. All that kind of stuff kicks in. You got to just not pay attention to that. Go back into your lower belly. Find that one point. Get reconnected into your body. Your body is the most powerful mental game tool that you have, breathing, relaxing, centering. And then, of course, if you have learned the katas, even one kata, much less 6 of them, and I have 18 exercises. They're called balance, lengthen, integrate, stretch, and strengthen, golf bliss, BLISS, balance, lengthen, integrate, stretch, strengthen. Any of these exercises becomes a way to center yourself, to regain the presence, the consciousness, and then the form, the form of your backswing, downswing, follow through, which is your golf swing, so that you can get it back right on the golf course. And everything I do just works with a golf club. It's not high tech, because I figure you can't put a laser on your putter when you're out on the golf course. You know, you can't even use your cell phone and call your teacher. You've got to be able to have things that you can do with your own body, mind, and golf club, because that's all you got on the golf course.
So can you do one now? Is there something we can do now?
Well, honestly, you know, to show you the katas or the exercises, I have showed them to you. I have an award-winning DVD series. It includes 3 45-minute instructional films with a fully illustrated companion manual. It's an awesome series. And you can get that online on my website or, you know, call me. And I do a lot of seminars and things. So hard to really give you on the radio. But I can tell you that exists. You've never seen it before. And they make so much sense. I've had people 70, 80 years old say to me, oh my God, I wish I would have met you when I was 20. Can I start my life again? Because how could I have gone through my whole life and not known this? But, you know, at least they're glad they didn't die without knowing it. And like my dad just turned 88, bless his heart, and he became my student at age 80.
Wow. He's a lefty
who never broke 100. And I always say he's about to shoot his age, whether it's in his 80s in his 80s or 90s in his 90s. He's shot a 91 so far. He has been improving steadily for 8 years. He hits the ball farther and farther every time I see him. He's so consistent, and he's got a complete swing arc at 88 years old, all the flexibility you need to have a complete swing. In fact, on his 80th birthday, he played in a pro-am team with me. I was the pro on the team, and he was on my team, and he sank 5 birdie putts for us, and he made all these incredible shots.
Wow.
Nobody could believe the guy, you know, and he's
that
just a little so Midwest
cool.
guy. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. If you were, you know, playing so well when you were younger and he wasn't breaking 100, would he go out and play with you? He would be so frustrated.
Well, I got to say, I had great parents. What was really neat is my mom was shooting in the low 80s. She was the club champ everywhere and was a great golfer. And you know, he's a golf nut. He loves golf. But honestly, he's probably given me one of the best compliments I've ever had. He said at age 80, when he'd been playing golf for 40 years and rarely improving, he said, you know, I've tried every tip there is in the world, and since you've given me this centered golfing, Ki golf framework and exercises, he says, now everything has fallen into place. Everything I learned for 40 years is starting to make sense, and now I'm really able to use it.
Awesome. Oh, that's so nice. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about this video a second, the Ki Golf Instructional DVD package. Mm-hmm. How much is it?
It is $99.95, so $100. I try to just make it, you know, kind of like, here it is, have
it. Oh, you're such a marketing whiz.
Well, it's one of those, honestly, it's one of those like $2.99 type series, and yeah. I'm just like, $100 here, take it, have yeah. it. I want everyone to have it. But I have to tell you, most people, and believe me, I've been, you know, with young and old and every level and every ability level and so many areas, and everybody says within about 2 to 3 minutes, oh my God, this makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And more sense and more useful than about anything they've encountered. It really is for everybody, and it really does make a lot of sense. And I just feel like I've been kind of blessed with a lot of gifts and wonderful ways that I've been able to develop to convey this knowledge to people.
Well, our Skype is getting a little funky here, and you're disappearing on the last line. So there are definitely some people it's going to connect for, and some are going to go, I need more information. We really appreciate you spending this time talking to us. I apologize if there's some weirdness with Skype, but it was really great to speak with you.
Well, I really enjoyed it, and thank you so much.
And you're welcome. And by the way, Jamie's brother, Mark Leno, did win the primary in a landslide, so the general election is just a formality before he is sworn in as a California state senator, strangely enough, in my district. Now, if you're interested in Jamie's three-disc DVD Ki Golf Instructional Package, which is $100 U.S., Golf Smarter listeners receive 10% off by going to centeredgolfing.com/golfsmarter.htm. For full details, check out the Golf Smarter blog for links and notes on today's show at golfsmarter.com. Here's another interesting offer that Jamie made after we finished recording. She's offered to provide you with a free 15-minute phone consultation. If you're interested, just write your request to me. No creative writing necessary. She'll do this for any listener who makes the request and are willing to initiate the call. Luckily, there is a toll-free 800 number that works in the U.S., but if you're outside the States, you can arrange making the call for free using Skype or calling her directly. So send your request through me by clicking on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com. At the beginning of last month, which was June 2008, we had Terry Kaler, the president of Eidolon Golf, on. And he's also the author of the WedgeGuy.com blog. And he offered the Golf Smarter audience the opportunity to win an Eidolon wedge. And Terry is on the line with us now. Hey, Terry, welcome back.
Hi, Fred. Glad to be back.
Oh, well, we have a very exciting announcement to make after we announce who the winner is. But first, let's talk about the fact that we received 523 unique entries to this contest, and that is a new record for us over that amount of time. So there clearly is a lot of interest in your product. Congratulations.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And also, as a disclosure, Terry, for providing this wedge, as we said before, Terry will receive the names and email addresses of everybody that entered. But Terry, here's what I'd like to do. Audience is very familiar with it. You may not be. Of the 523 names that we have, again, these are unique entries. A lot of people entered multiple times. But we have sorted them randomly, and we are giving you the opportunity to pick a number between 1 and 523, and you can pick 1 or 523, and that will be the winner of a new Eidolon wedge of their choice. You'll be in conversation with them and get the specifics on what they'd like to get from you. And what number would you like to select?
Well, let's go with my birthday, March 11, number 311.
311, okay. 311 is on page 4 of my spreadsheet here. 311, now I know when your birthday is too. And that one is a listener who's in Canton de Granby in Quebec, Canada. Martin Blanchard is the winner of an Eidolon wedge. Congratulations, Martin, and thank you for listening.
And we'll be in touch with Martin as soon as we get your information, if you're listening in, and we'll be contacting you to see which Eidolon wedge you'd like and discuss your specifications, and I will custom build that personally for you, Martin.
Wow. That's a heck of an offer. Well, you know, we've got so much great information. I've been reading The Wedge Guy. I've been getting so much phenomenal tips. But the conversation that you and I had earlier in the month was really fabulous. And so I've been, to let the audience know, I've been begging. And Terry has agreed to now be part of Golf Smarter Tips. And every Wednesday now we are going to have the mental game on Monday, and Thursday will be swing mechanics with Kirk Jones. But now every Wednesday, we're going to talk about the short game. Terry, give us an idea of what it is that you're going to be covering every week in the Golf Smarter Tips.
We'll be doing a session every week, Fred, and we're going to cover all aspects of the short game, from understanding all about wedges and how they work and why they work and how to select the right ones, to techniques and tips for building a solid short game fundamentals, to the little tricks and techniques for hitting those hero shots, the one hop and stop and the flop shot, and the low running chip. We're going to be covering all of that. Mainly we'll be also answering questions from the listeners. We're going to invite everybody to submit their questions about the short game. And on alternating episodes, we'll be addressing a question from one of the listeners of the Golf Smarter Tips podcast. And we'll be selecting one question every other week for that week's topic. And if you submit your questions, if we pick one of yours to answer, you'll be winning an Eidolon wedge. So we'll be giving away one every other week.
That is fabulous. Thank you very much for doing that. And I'm sure we're going to be bombarded with questions immediately, but that's okay. That's what we're hoping for, that we get these questions in so that we can answer all your concerns. Now, Terry, if I can do a testimonial for you, you did send me a couple of Eidolon wedges, and I immediately put them in my bag. And since, and this is only a couple weeks now, since I've had Eidolon wedge in my bag, I have had two birdies and an eagle from using these wedges from off the green, putting the ball in the hole. That's never happened to me. That's only happened once in the, I think, 10 years that I've been playing golf that I've been able to hit a shot in from outside the green. And I had from 70 to 30 yards now, I've put shots in. Thank you.
Well, that's fabulous, Fred. And my email files and our conventional paper files are full of stories like that from our owners. And we continue to get those kind of testimonials. We build a great product. We're not a name brand. We're not a known brand. We don't have a giant budget, but we do build the very best wedges in golf. And we back them up with the best guarantee. And your listeners will hear more about that guarantee. The people who entered this contest will get more details, because we're actually taking a step on our money-back guarantee to make it even bolder, because our wedges are just that good.
Wow. And we'll get more information about that guarantee on Golf Smarter Tips. So we encourage all of you to subscribe for free to Golf Smarter Tips. You can subscribe for free on iTunes, or just go to golfsmartertips.com and you can get all the information you need on how to be a regular subscriber, and you can get all the episodes. Now, the one thing we want to remind you about Golf Smarter Tips is that they're only about 5 to 8 minutes long, and each episode is going to cover just one topic. So it's very different than Golf Smarter if you're not familiar with it, but we encourage everybody to subscribe as soon as they can so that you can get all this great information that's going to make you a better golfer, and we're going to have a complete range of topics, for, like we said, from mental game to short game to swing mechanics, and we'll even have more soon. We'll tell you all about that. Terry, thanks so much for coming back, and thanks again for your generous offer and for giving away these wedges.
Thank you, Fred, and congratulations again, Martin Blanchard from Quebec. We'll be getting in touch with you soon.
You know, that's how it works. If you hear your name or you've checked out the contest page and see your name that you are a winner, you might want to call us first. We don't always get around to contacting you, but if you know you're a winner, please get in touch so we can get you your prize. Now, next week's guest on Golf Smarter hasn't been on since late 2006 and have received many, many requests to have him back on the show. Jeff Mangum, putting coach and theorist, is the real deal when it comes to putting instruction, so make sure you join us for that conversation. Today's closing quote is brought to you by CaddyTips.com. Receive professional written advice on how to play many courses in the U.S., Scotland, and Ireland. So if you're planning on traveling or you're playing in a tournament, you really need professional advice from the guys at CaddyTips.com. Download, print, and play better when you're armed with the info. from caddytips.com. And as a Golf Smarter listener, you get 50% off. That's half off all of your downloads. Go to caddytips.com/golfsmarter for all the information on how to check out and get your 50% discount. That's caddytips.com/golfsmarter. Rob Nebinger of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, sent in a great list of quotes that I've not seen before, and you'll hear Rob quoted a lot in the future. Unfortunately, I have to figure out how to say his name and the city he lives in. Rob Nebinger of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. And here's one that kind of dictated my round of golf last weekend. Sometimes it seems as though my cup moveth over. If you have any quotes, comments, suggestions, or questions, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Nicholson inviting you to join us for episode number 23 of the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast. Our guest is Dr. Alan Ryko, the Global Research Director of Vision Science for Nike. He's responsible for the creation of the new Nike IC putter, which eliminates visual noise and gives you better alignment when putting. But here's a little tidbit that really shocked us. Do you wear polarized sunglasses when you play?
The use of polarized, that was developed for fishing industry and around water. It's great there. But for the game of golf, it adds another dimension of variability that we don't want with the golfer.
It's the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast, free on iTunes or at golfbetterpodcast.com.